From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
This homily actually is not directed to you, but it's directed towards people you may deal with who do not go to church, and even especially if they give you a hard time, if you do, or that you do. If today's gospel was a Twitter feed, we would think that Jesus' account was hijacked. After all, he is part of the Trinity, which teaches to honor one's mother and father. And here he says, one must love him and even if necessary, hate mother and father. If he said someone hijacked his Twitter feed, most people would say, well, that's pretty obvious. So we can ask what he really means. Misunderstanding this reading actually causes a lot of confusion. And it's not because the reading is confusing, but it's ignored. This leads to people acting horribly in the name of the gospel, to mistreat and condemn people in the name of the gospel. They do great violence to what is the gospel of Christ, which is love. So let's look at how. The Council of Trent teaches that the demand to love God is unlimited. We love God with all heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love of others is limited. We love others to the level we love ourselves. The Second Vatican Council reminds us that our love of God must not be hindered by love of anything material or in the world, including persons. So we must love God first and then love others second. But we must love others because we love God. The saints will tell you that we are called to love God by building the mindset of what pleases God, by getting to know the mind of God in such a way that we make choices that lead us to glorify him. You know how many times I tell you that it is not good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. It is deeper than that. If you seek just to be a good person, then that's not enough. God is calling you to live in such a way that he is glorified by your actions. That means that people know God through you. This is what Jesus did. So this does not mean that you need to be moving mountains and healing people. In fact, that may not glorify God at all unless he wants you to do this. It means that every action you do is one that glorifies God. No one can do that without knowing and loving God. We need to be people of prayer, good prayer, prayer in which we develop an intimate experience and relationship with God, in which we pray to God about all our issues, struggles, joys, and sadness. We invite him into every element of our lives, and we ask him to guide us in everything we do. Read the saints. You never read them saying, I do what I do because I live in terror of hell. The words they actually use are more like, I seek to please the Lord, for whom I am grateful for all things. Now, let's bring this concept to the real world. As you know, I'm a writer, and that makes me a reader. I read all kinds of material, including from critics of the faith, to get a hand on how to communicate the faith to those who practice it and those who don't practice it and those who most misunderstand it. Over the years, you learn of people who really commit themselves to a cause. They may do drastic things for a cause, everything from laying down in front of a bulldozer to fasting for Thanksgiving to putting crosses on missile silos. Many of these people are not Catholic. They reject Catholic teaching and even live lifestyles that we as Catholics do not at all support. Now, you might be saying, Father, we're not going to lay down in front of a bulldozer to prove that we love God. But that's not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm actually asking you to understand here is there are those who basically do not like what we teach and maybe live lifestyles completely outside of our faith, yet are willing to put their lives on the line for what they believed. How many people do not go to Mass because they are too busy, too tired, have basketball practice, baseball practice, football practice, hockey. They want to read the Sunday newspaper. They don't want to go to church. The crisis turned them away from the church. They want to sleep in. And how many other excuses can I give? When all is said and done, the Lord would say to them, this guy doesn't even believe in the Eucharist, yet he gave everything he had for what he believes, and you ignore the reality of the Eucharist on Sunday, which you claim to believe in. Now, as I said at the beginning of the homily, I'm obviously not talking about you because you're here. But how many people do you deal with who actually have that mindset? They don't go to church, but they could. And no one challenges on that. Now, they may even call themselves Catholic, but they don't go to church. God may invite others ahead of them because they acted on their beliefs. Pope Pius V warned that the greatest of evils in the world are due to lukewarm Catholics. St. John Vianney talked about how many faithless people are there who have forsaken their religion, yet they still bear the name Christian. If Jesus says that we must love him more than father and mother, which is actually hyperbole, then he says that our quest for holiness must be a higher priority than anything else. If people are not so much as attending Mass, then they are missing the point for everything else we believe. So the next time someone says to you, God is all merciful, so he does not mind if I don't go to Mass so that I can go to or do or whatever, name the event here, you can say, sorry, Jesus never taught that. And there are people who disagree with a lot of what we teach who will encounter God's mercy quicker than you.